This is episode 35 of the Microsoft Cloud Show. In this episode, Andrew's going to interview some of the speakers on the SharePoint Evolutions Roadshow going through the United Kingdom and Ireland in early June, asking them where they think the future of SharePoint is going, as well as where they would like for it to go.
Welcome to the Microsoft Cloud Show, the only place to stay up to date on everything going on in the Microsoft Cloud world, including Windows Azure, Office 365, SharePoint, Exchange, Link, and related technologies. Just the information, no marketing, no BS. I'm Andrew Connell.
And I'm Chris Johnson.
And we're just two dudes telling you how we see it.
Well, here we are with episode 35. And this is going to be a bit of a different show than what we've done in the past. This week, this is Andrew, and I'm just going to do the show myself. And you'll understand why in just a minute. We're going to get back to our regular pattern, I guess, in the next week or two. But this week, CJ and I are not traveling together at a conference. I'm at a conference in the United Kingdom. It's the SharePoint Evolutions Roadshow, where I'm one of the speakers. And we jump on a tour bus, and we present one day and go to another city. And I'm right now standing outside of our hotel in Aberdeen, Scotland. And what we've gotten over the last few weeks or so, we've asked some people about some input on what they thought about what kinds of questions and topics could we talk about on the show. And so this week, one of the things that we kept hearing was people wanted to hear what our perspectives were on where we think the future of SharePoint is going and where we kind of want it to go. And so what we did is we took advantage of the fact that I was going to be with a bunch of people that are kind of as thought leaders in this space speaking at the conference and talk to a handful of them and get them to answer those two questions. And so what this episode is going to be about is really just me asking them those two questions and getting each of them a response and what their thoughts are anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes long, so relatively short. So it's not a very long show this week, which is always good to have kind of mix it up. CJ's not involved in this one because it's probably best not to have a Microsoft perspective in this. And honestly, the logistics of us trying to get the timing to work and having a quiet place when I was available and he was available and trying to do this whole thing remote was going to be a little challenging. So I'm going to do this show this week. CJ is going to do a show, I believe, next week while I'm still on this conference, and then we will pick up things where we left off in a couple weeks. So with that, let me go ahead and start rolling the interviews. Just going to roll them back to back, and then I'll wrap up at the very end. All right, this is AC again. I am here with Mike Fitzmaurice. How are you doing today, Mike?
I am just dandy, my friend. How about yourself?
Doing good. We are here in the speaker room in Newcastle on the SharePoint Evolutions Roadshow.
And it's about time you showed up. This thing has been going on for more than a week. Finally, AC shows up here in Newcastle. And we're happy to have you.
Now I'm here. I'm the one that is rested compared to everybody else. So
yes.
Won't take too long.
No.
Okay, I got a question for you. The same question I'm asking everybody on this roadshow.
Yes.
Where do you see the future of SharePoint going, and or where do you want to see it go?
What I want is not so important. What customers want and what people that build... Well, okay, I build solutions on SharePoint, so I guess I care about it. But what's happening to SharePoint? It's happening already, but you'll see it happening more, I think, is... SharePoint having a certain degree of synergy by bringing together several different services under one product umbrella, sort of a Swiss Army knife or the classic pie diagram that's been used in the past. Mm-hmm. It's not so important, or we don't get to get away with that anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot more important that the services that make up SharePoint are able to stand alone and be great in their own right.
Gotcha.
You're seeing some of this with OneDrive for Business. You're seeing some of this with Power BI. My money's on seeing that happen in all of the other services that make up SharePoint. But remember, if you go back to a long time ago when you and I were at the vanguard of trying to get people to care about this, SharePoint was a back when we had a distinction between Windows SharePoint Services and SharePoint Portal Server. Windows SharePoint Services was a means to deliver sites for solutions. The site was the solution. Portal Server was there to deliver a whole bunch of value-added services that the sites could draw on.
Gotcha.
Now, going forward, the services are the thing.
So when you said you picked out a couple services there, you picked out Power BI, you picked out OneDrive for Business.
Well, they're being independently branded, and that's why I focused on them for a minute. But
one characteristic about them is that those are those are 365 only or online only kind of things. They're mm-hmm. not on-prem things.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you see the future of like Office 365 and on-prem? How do you see that kind of playing out too?
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
Well, okay. When we build solutions, they have to be good, whether they're online or in the cloud.
Right.
When we make use of SharePoint to deliver business productivity and solutions to business problems, shouldn't matter where it is. So part of me, the part that wants to actually solve problems, only cares if being in the cloud opens doors that aren't possible on-premise, or if being in the cloud actually prevents certain kinds of solutions from happening because the resource you need to connect to inside of a portal or connect to from inside of a workflow or something to that effect is locked away on-premise and can't be reached.
That's
easily.
A good point.
But, look, I'm excited about the cloud. The cloud's the ultimate service-oriented architecture. What we're doing in IntexLAN is connecting to a SharePoint workflow can connect to assets, resources, content, living in a lot of different places at this point. SharePoint's the center of the universe, but it's a big universe. You can talk to Salesforce, you can talk to CRM, you can talk to ARX Cosign. It's a long list of services and products that can be brought together to create common solutions.
Very cool.
That's easier in the cloud than it is on-premise. But when you're on-premise, then you have access to SAP and a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah.
So you still have the same problem or you still have the same business challenges that need to be addressed, whether you're online, whether you're in the cloud. The thing I see happening is that being able to get away with saying we're SharePoint and we've got a pretty good data broker layer in the form of business connectivity services, and we have a pretty good search engine, and we have a pretty good content management solution, and so on. But the synergy is they're all on one server. Microsoft doesn't get to get away with that for much longer. The services have to stand alone. And every indication we're seeing is that the services are being enhanced so they can stand alone.
Everything's loosely coupled and stuff, so yeah.
Correct.
Cool. Good insight. Thank you very much, Mike.
My pleasure.
All right, this is AC again. I'm here with Rob Foster in the speaker room in where are we, in Newcastle?
We're in Newcastle.
How are you doing today, Rob?
I'm doing awesome. What a great show this is.
It is a lot of fun. Yeah. All right, so I got two questions for you. Pick each one you want to answer, or both. Where do you see the future of SharePoint going, and or where do you want to see it go?
Yeah, so the future of SharePoint clearly is going into the cloud, and eventually they're going to not have any more on-premises. I don't know that for a fact, but I mean, eventually I think as more and more customers move to the cloud, it's not going to make any sense to maintain an on-premises infrastructure. And I really see the future, at least for us, going into the cloud and really looking forward to that, because one of the problems that we've had with SharePoint is it's stayed stagnant over a period of years. You know, if you think about SharePoint 2010, it came out, and for really 3 or 4 years there, it was just you had to develop in a certain way. By the time 2013 came out, it was old technology. You had to revamp your skills. There's so many things that have happened around SharePoint that have grown where you have to kind of wait on the next version. And I think the cloud provides an opportunity to get these features and to get these newer technologies and newer, I guess, what would you say the newer balance of things that are coming out in the rapid change of being able to apply those, because really your business can only change as fast as the software, and if you have more control over that and you have a central location, you don't have to worry about patching farms and things. I think that's a great opportunity for businesses to be able to consume those services and be able to leverage the later technologies as they change on the fly.
It's a big thing, a big point that I've got too, is that this new model, and it's not SharePoint, right? It's the bigger model of companies having treating software more as a service, and instead of it being like a point release or specific release, I should say. I don't mean point like version numbers, but I mean these big monolithic releases. You've got customers have the ability to get features and new functionality quicker with smaller updates that are less
impactful in a negative way to their way of doing business. Upgrading a SharePoint farm, for example, from 2010 to 2013 is a massive impact or disruption to people. But having these little updates and stuff, you get new features. The UI doesn't change so much, but it's like a little update, kind of like Facebook doing those little updates and Yammer doing those little updates. So, yeah. So that's what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. It's just and it's the little things, right, that change where you have to wait for either a new version, because Microsoft is constantly adding these updates to the product, but you just don't get it till the next version. And here they're able to add it on the fly, just like Twitter and Facebook and all that.
Yeah. When you say us, are you speaking for us as a bigger community, or are you speaking for somebody that you work with? Or what do you mean by us? You mean by everybody as a SharePoint consumer base? Or?
Yeah, the consumer, okay. The consumer base of SharePoint. Yeah. And I mean, I have obviously vested interest because my company is a big consumer of SharePoint. But I think us as a consumer base as an industry, right? Because I think it really has impacts downstream to everybody that consumes it.
Hmm. Cool. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is AC. I'm on the bus from Newcastle to Edinburgh. Is that how you say
it? Yeah, well done. That's very good.
All right, there you go. From on the SharePoint Evolutions Roadshow, I'm here with Spence Harbaugh. You know anything about Edinburgh?
I know a little bit about certain places.
Okay. Spence, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see the future of SharePoint going?
Well, it's an interesting question. If you look at some of the leading SharePoint influencers on the social network, SharePoint's apparently dead. But that's far from the truth. The reality is the future of SharePoint is around the idea of decoupling systems from a giant application platform that's too expensive and very difficult to run, too complicated for customers to understand, into a set of loosely coupled services that can be rapidly changed easily and can be scaled to provide service on a hugely greater scale than SharePoint's ever done before. So that's the future of SharePoint, loose coupling and massive scale deployment.
Would you say like using SharePoint more as a provider of services than people like that are like trying to build applications on top of it, or would you say?
Right, yeah. So the idea in the past has been building composite applications on top of SharePoint by heavily customizing it. And that's kind of been pitched as a sweet spot for the product, and it's now changed towards like a commoditized platform service offering, business solutions, things like OneDrive for Business, Yammer, etc. All of those things are point solutions without any need for heavy customization, or at least that's the vision once those type of solutions are mature in the marketplace.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Spence. I appreciate it.
No worries. We'll see you in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Did I get that right?
Indeed. That was pretty good. For an American, that was okay.
All right. Continuing our conversation the other day that we had with Spence on where SharePoint is going, we're now in Aberdeen, and I want to ask him, Spence, where do you think the future of SharePoint, where would you like to see it go?
Hey, see, how you doing? Yeah, it's a very sort of broad topic, and obviously lots of things we'd all like to see in the future of SharePoint. But from my point of view, I think the best thing I would like to see would be a return to sort of core values, if you like, in terms of respecting what the on-premises customer needs. In terms of configuration management, so investment in areas like central admin would be pretty high up my list. But also, across other products as well, there's a situation where we have gaps in terms of the infrastructure that is necessary to support deployments. Things like antivirus, reverse proxies, identity federation are all examples of areas where Microsoft have made choices in their best interests, which are the right things to do. Strategically, but they make it very difficult for customers to progress their project implementation because they have no choice but to go elsewhere for those parts of the solution. So, paying more attention to that type of deployment model and providing a full end-to-end solution from a single vendor would be the most exciting thing for me. And obviously, it's pretty unlikely to happen, but that would be what I would very welcome to see that in the future.
Cool. Thanks for your insight.
Cheers.
All right, here we go again. This is AC on the SharePoint Evolutions Roadshow. I've carved out a quiet little spot here at the conference to sit down with Matt McDermott in Edinburgh, Scotland, and I want to ask you the same question I've asked everybody else. Where do you see the future of SharePoint going, and or where would you like to see it go, Matt?
I think I'm going to have to go with the and, because I'm pretty sure that where we're going is that search is going to rule the world.
Hmm.
And obviously, I have a vested interest in search ruling the world. But with projects like Oslo that they displayed at the SharePoint conference and all the new search telemetry that they're working on, I think that search is going to become much more important because we need better ways to do content management. We need better ways to tag and categorize our content. And I think search is how that's going to happen, is the search is going to become better at detecting words, at detecting trends in the content that we're working with. And that'll only make search better and make the ability for end users to find relevant content based on all kinds of different signals and inputs a better end user experience in SharePoint and in every other system that SharePoint touches, whether it's file shares, if we still have them in 5 years, Exchange, all of our communications capabilities, all of our content generation capabilities. I think that's where we're going.
Mm.
Where would we like to go?
Yeah.
One of the places I would like to go is I'd like to see a better way for us to augment search. As a developer, as a consultant that deploys search to SharePoint for my clients, what I'd really like to see is the ability for me to come in and find out that they have some custom need and be able to use something that's better than the current system of the web service callout. So it's called content augmentation or content enrichment, a lot of different terms for it. What I would love to see if I had a dollar to spend on features with SharePoint is the ability to do that asynchronously. Mm. So that the indexer says, hey, I found something you're interested in, and it gives me a pointer to it that I can come back to 15 minutes later or 15 days later and augment that content without having to recrawl the content, without having to repurpose the content, almost like maintaining a list of pointers to the most important stuff in my organization that I can keep track of.
So you mean like when we're doing the things with, like when we do those call-outs with the web service today with SharePoint 2013, if as it's crawling the content, if it finds things that meet specific criteria, it can send it out to that web service call out.
Right.
But the only way we can use that is when we do a full crawl of the content. So if you see something you want to change or whatever, you got to go back and go, oh, now I want to recrawl it again. And that's just
right. Well, so like in one of my demos, I have a file, just if the file extension is an image, then I go to my web service call out, but I have 30 seconds to do something with that. And maybe I want to boil the ocean or maybe I want to touch all of my content.
Mm.
It, right now it's in the process of the pipeline.
Mm.
So what I want to do is have the indexer finish, but I still have a pointer to that content that matched my rule that later on I can say, let me go augment that content after the fact.
So it would just selectively do a full index of that one item then. So not a full index, but it will update the index
update
for that
the
one
index
item.
For that one item, that's
with
right.
Your new call-out right. Augmentation. All right, that's
yeah,
cool.
Something
that's a cool
like
idea.
That. And that way it's asynchronous, so it doesn't slow down indexing, which is what content enrichment can do right now, is it can take you from documents per second to seconds per document. And if you're talking about a large corpus of content, I think that would be an incredibly powerful feature.
That's cool.
And we're seeing things like that in Oslo because they're using this technology that they call signals, which means I can augment what Oslo perceives as a connection, either a social connection or a work connection or other ways that the content is related to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're starting to see that. I think the downside of going the route of something like Oslo is that's some proprietary smart software that is going to run in the cloud. It needs the power of the cloud to do that. So people who are hanging on to their on-prem farms, they may not get that capability because Microsoft may A, never release it on-prem, or B, may never give on-prem customers the ability to augment on-prem, whereas we can do it in the cloud. So I think that there's always going to be some trade-off between the power that they're going to offer and the capability that they're going to offer that we're not going to see in the in on-prem.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I think they've said that at the conference and everything, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
cool.
So it'll be interesting.
Well, thanks, Matt. You're all about search.
I am. I try.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, AC.
All righty. Here we go again. So I am here in Edinburgh, right outside the speaker room with Eric Shupps. How are you doing today, Eric?
Pretty good.
Got a question for you. Same question I'm asking everybody else. Where do you see the future of SharePoint going, and or where do you want to see it go?
Well, those are two entirely different questions, aren't they? I think
sometimes we wish they were the same, don't we?
Right. So, the future of SharePoint. Well, I think it's probably better to talk in terms of where is the future of the set of collaborative features that Microsoft has made available going, because what we're seeing in the evolution of the product is we began with a small, relatively small set of features. It became this massive product ecosystem. And now we're seeing those features get broken apart in the cloud and Office 365. So it's not so much SharePoint as it is business intelligence and collaboration and messaging and that sort of thing, right? Is that the way that the it's going to continue to evolve? Hard to say. Certainly for the near term, that appears to be the direction. Is that what the customer wants? I think it's too early for us to tell if customers really like that approach or not. I think there's a... The great thing about SharePoint was its power as a middleware platform, if you will. Sure, it had lots of end-user features and stuff that they could do out of the box. But what really made it sticky, what really made it penetrate the enterprise and stick, was that we could build applications on top of it, and it touched a lot of other areas of the enterprise. So it took away point applications that they had and put it into one platform. Mm. Of course, then it became very, very large, hard to manage, complex, which isn't necessarily a bad thing for that type of software. It should be relatively large and complex. It probably did too many things and probably does right now try to be everything to everybody, which is probably not the direction we want to go in. But it just sort of evolved that way. I don't think the direction was set like that. So where are we going from there? I think it's probably too early to tell. Mm-hmm. I think that the question everybody asking, of course, is on-premise dead? Is it the cloud only going forward? What's that going to look like? I think that we have to be realistic that there is a segment of customers, and they are a very large segment that spends a lot of money, that will continue to want that collaborative feature set on-premise. Mm-hmm. Perhaps not all of it. Mm-hmm. Perhaps some of it gets carved into the cloud in a hybrid type of scenario, but they will continue to want things like records management and core doc on-premise. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole suite of cloud features that can be blended in to that.
So like a hybrid kind of a thing is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure that we're talking in terms of hybrid so much as we're talking about this feature is delivered in the cloud and this feature is delivered on-premise.
Okay.
Right? If you look at the way 365 is architected, we could, if we used that same code base, if you will, and could potentially take that on-prem, we could do that. Mm. In that we could just add in features as modules, right? Maybe that's where long-term where we end up going, so we can deliver things that belong in the cloud like Yammer, and things that belong on-premise like records management, potentially on-premise. So I think that's a direction I would probably, I don't know if I'd like to see it go that way, but I think that would fit most customer scenarios and sort of bring the people who need the on-premise features, right, sort of our legacy clients, along with the smaller, more nimble organizations that need the cloud, right? And I think that would fit everything in between. Can we get there? Possibly. Mm-hmm. From an engineering perspective, I think it's possible. Will the market accept that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would be excited to be able to talk to customers about sets of features that they can light up or enable or disable depending on, you know, what their need is. And it doesn't matter where those servers are in the cloud, on your premise, private. It doesn't make any difference.
It's a service.
You're just enabling
software
features.
Is a service.
Yeah.
It's interesting you say that, because it's a that's something that's like the way that I feel about it too, is a lot more, we are, the product is obviously going to the cloud, right? Or that's where they're pushing it. That's where they're going to do features first there. But they are, you know, some things will continue to go on-prem. They've committed to one more on-prem version. I'd love to see them, you kind of bring this up, and what I'd love to see is some understanding of the numbers of who's going to on-prem. Are they net new customers? What are the kind of customers that are on-prem that are going to the cloud? Are they the big enterprise, the large caps? Or is it mostly the small caps that are actually the ones that are converting from their on-prem to the cloud and stuff? I'd love to see those numbers. You know, what industries is it and that kind of stuff? Not specific customer names. I'm interested, but it ain't going to help. But I think that would give us a lot more insight, too, into where we see the product going. Because if the big guys aren't moving, and it's net new customers going to 365, and it's the smaller customers that are, and the mid caps that are going from on-prem to 365, then we definitely have two very stable user bases that will continue down two different paths for the foreseeable future. So with the only people that have that information is Microsoft. Presumably they have that information.
I think what's even better than that is who's paying for it.
That's right? A good question.
Because so much of the Office 365 onboarding are free licenses.
Yeah.
So who's actually paying for these features? If you take away all the giveaways, it's not a lot. The numbers don't look the same.
Yeah.
That's not to say it's not going to ramp up. I know it will mm-hmm. over time, but more importantly, where are they putting their dollars? If net new spend is going into on-premise and not into the cloud, you have to factor that into your engineering decisions.
Yep, I would totally agree. Cool. Well, thanks for your time, Eric.
You bet, absolutely.
This is AC again. I'm here in the speaker room in Aberdeen on the SharePoint Evolutions Roadshow, and I'm going to ask Paul Schaeflein. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. I'm going to ask you the same question I'm asking everybody else. Where do you see the future of SharePoint going, and or where do you want to see it go?
Interesting. So I tend to see a lot of patterns in the IT industry, and I think we're seeing a similar one now. Back when SharePoint first came out, it was packaged partly as a portal where you would have information scattered across your organization, and you would have web parts that would show information from various systems into a single view. And now I think we're seeing this come back again now, the difference being we're pushing information that we think is relevant to you, or not say we, but the product is with their Oslo talk that they're showing on, and with Yammer Communications is trying to push information to you. So this still seems to be, the product still, in my view, still seems to be a place where I can go to find the information that I need. And I think where I see the product going is that they're trying to continue on this path of pushing it and refining it and making it more relevant to you, and I'm not so sure that it's ever going to be 100% what people want. So I hope they make that a little bit more relevant for most people. And so I'd like to see the product itself go is really have a better story for us of, number one, what's coming down the road, what's their vision, because I think the influencing where they can go may be a struggle, but that we don't have a very clear understanding of where it's going. But the big struggle I'm seeing people is I have information everywhere between cloud and on-prem and this hybrid story, so I really like for them to make a better story of how we can federate my identity and make sure my information is easy to find and access and really do a good job of delivering it to us like they're hoping to do.
Very cool. Good insights. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you need a lot of cutting on that one.
All right, this is AC. I'm on the SharePoint Evolutions Roadshow. I'm here with Paul Turner in the speaker room in Aberdeen. So how are you doing today, Paul?
I'm doing very well, thank you, AC. Had a good session with the business track about hybrid cloud.
Fantastic.
Fantastic, yes.
Cool. I got a question for you. Where do you see the future of SharePoint going, or where do you want to see it go?
I would like to see the future SharePoint going with the SharePoint Foundation going into the operating system. Because it's a common thing. We need to be more social in the future. And having the free foundation SKU really kills some of our customers who think that they can actually do business intelligence with the free foundation area. Also, large customers don't have an all or nothing attitude to the cloud. With the forcing of everybody going to the cloud, there are still organizations I work with who are on 2003, but they don't want to go to the cloud. They can't go to the cloud. They will not go to the cloud. And if the experience is bad, they'll actually leave the cloud. So the Office 365 is really great for small organizations, but for big organizations, it's a challenge sometimes for them. They can use it, and this is the basis of the hybrid cloud. The divergence of the cloud and on-premise is really causing ourselves problems. So the different features in one place, different features in the other. Simple things like having executables stored on the cloud and not on-premise, out-of-the-box feature, is just having a different experience on the organizations. So I still think we need an on-premise release because there are loads of organizations that will need that feature.
Do you think we'll keep getting on-prem release past the one that they're doing in calendar year 15, or do you think there'll be more like just updates to what we currently have, or what?
I would like it to. I would like the two products to go together, and we get the same features in the on-premises as in the cloud. But I am only a small stormtrooper for the Microsoft Corporation, and I don't make these decisions at all.
I like the analogy, the stormtrooper for the Microsoft Corporation.
That's me, yes. And I've been doing it for 14 years, and I'm still going forward.
There you go. There you go. Very cool. Well, thanks for your time, Paul. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much, Jason.
All right, so I'm here with Steve Smith, the grand poobah of the conference, SharePoint Evolutions Conference Roadshow. Steve, ask you the same question that I've asked everybody else. So where do you see the future of SharePoint going, and or where do you want to see it go?
Oh, gosh. Well, hello, everybody. Great to be part of the – this is the Cloud Pod Show, correct?
The Microsoft Cloud Show, absolutely.
The Cloud Show, absolutely right. Well, hello, everybody. Where do I want SharePoint to go, and where do I think it's going? Okay, so firstly I think the most important thing for me is, do we even use the word SharePoint? Mm. So from a futuristic point of view, I personally think that the direction it's going to take makes the word SharePoint completely irrelevant, and whether it's cloud, 365, on-prem. Having said that, on-prem, do I think that's going to disappear any day soon? Absolutely not. And I think we need to sort of stop this rumor mill where people think that their deployed solutions are going to be dead in the water. My personal opinion from an infrastructure perspective would be, I think we're still 10 years from having cloud-based technology that really mimics what we're trying to achieve on-prem. Mm-hmm. And the requirements of companies on-prem. Look, currently people think that there's certain restrictions by data center location, but in reality, for a lot of businesses, transitioning to the cloud, Azure, hybrid, 365, they're all one and the same in terms of a business challenge. So companies are still running with those challenges on-prem at the minute, and then they move to another environment that's a different service proposition, like software as a service, where they don't kind of get the same software assurances that they can manage on-prem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that going forward, I think SharePoint's direction for me is that it won't be SharePoint. It'll be a collaborative platform. Mm-hmm. Integrated with business solutions where we can work with things like CRM. And, you know, we look at the things like Salesforce and SAP and all these pieces. So the ability to connect our collaboration products, mm-hmm, with non-Microsoft products as well, in a cloud methodology or an on-prem methodology, which we already can do,
mm-hmm,
I think that's where it's going to go. Will it be called SharePoint by that time? Probably not.
And yeah. SharePoint could just be the whole like collaborative core to it. And then one thing that I've heard other people say, I kind of have the feeling as well, is that we're going to see more of the pieces that SharePoint has to offer us are going to be turning as more as a little services that we can consume either individually or that SharePoint will consume them. We've already started to see that with like search and with BI, kind of detaching themselves from the SharePoint core product and in a sense just making it a service offering to SharePoint that can maybe be consumed by somebody else. Do you see companies doing more of a looking for point solutions and not buying this one monolithic product that's going to solve all of my needs with the pie? But some companies are starting to look and say, maybe, you know, for social, maybe Jive makes more sense or something like that, where they're looking at different pieces. Would you think that maybe this approach of having SharePoint being a little more, maybe not so much modular, but being able to connect these different services, allow companies to like replace the Yammer piece with Jive or something like that? Do you see that kind of a trend?
Exactly. Well, modular to a degree could be used as that word. You know, is SharePoint just being broken down into modules as well as our other products that we can cloud connect to?
Mm-hmm.
Once the standardization of the components, these components of the different products have been standardized and we can communicate with them all, pull them in, leverage it, display it, work with it. As soon as we can start doing that, that's the transition that companies are waiting for to shift to the cloud.
Mm.
And I think until that day comes, I think a lot of companies will be reserved about going full on into the cloud, which makes me think that on-prem is still going to be the prevalent methodology used for at least 5 years, personally, maybe up to 8, nearly 10. But I think within 10 years, we will have seen a major transition of exactly this piecemeal, tap them all in, connect the systems, and just light up what we need at which point we need it. And then I think that's when we'll start to see a huge shift of businesses into the cloud technology and associated products.
Very cool. Well, Steve, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, AC. Take care. Thanks, everyone.
All right, well, there you go. There's the thoughts from a bunch of different SharePoint professionals who've been doing this for a while about where they think SharePoint is going and also where they would like for it to go. I guess a couple weeks ago, we answered a question on the show where someone said, you know, if there's one thing you could change about SharePoint, what would it be? And CJ and I had very much a similar response. So you kind of have my thoughts on where it is. I'll just go ahead and repeat those in a bit, and I got a little bit of a different take this time. I think what we see is, you know, aside from what the obvious stuff is that not only everybody has talked about in this episode and mentioned, but Microsoft also talked about it at the SharePoint conference recently, and it's pretty apparent that, you know, Microsoft is building SharePoint for the cloud first, and then there will be some features that will probably remain exclusively for the cloud, and they will also probably be pulled out and put on-prem. As we see one commitment to one future release of an on-prem version of SharePoint. Now, aside from that, I share some of the sentiment from what a lot of the other people have said, where I think that we're going to see probably the direction that SharePoint is going in is one where we want to do less customizations with the product, and we want to do more more just using SharePoint as is right out of the box. I mean, when I say customizations, I mean, we're not going to be building applications and custom branded solutions and stuff like that on top of SharePoint. I don't discount the fact that, you know, people, there are many customers and a lot of us consultants that want to brand SharePoint to make it look like our corporate branding, or they don't like the SharePoint branding. And then there are also many of us who want to build custom applications on top of SharePoint. I just think that the way the product is going is really kind of not being as conducive to that. I do think, I am a fan of that approach. I do like that direction of kind of getting stuff out of SharePoint. Actually, I have a blog post that I put up in the last week, which we'll put in the show notes, where I kind of talk about the differences of building on SharePoint or beside SharePoint, and some things you need to think about. I think that's the best approach. I think it's the safest approach for us that are going through and using SharePoint, because we can let Microsoft manage the core of it, and then we can add value by adding things to the peripheral of it. So I like that direction. The other piece that I really would like to see SharePoint go in terms of a personal preference, or what I would like to see the future, is I'd love to see them kind of re-architect the product, the underpinnings of the product, to make it more friendly for managing the cloud and getting around certain things like having our data pinned to different regions and stuff like that. I think that the data structure probably under the covers and stuff is kind of prohibits us from doing some of those things. That's a massive undertaking, and I'm not really sure if that's one we will see done. What I do hope to see more of, though, is more in the way of these RESTful APIs. I like to see SharePoint playing a smaller role than it has been playing. I kind of see it as serving more as a piece of 365, and people stop thinking about it so much as just SharePoint, and instead breaking out some of these things that SharePoint has always provided, like business intelligence, like search, like metadata, like social. I'd like to see those things pulled out of SharePoint and made them just individual self-standing services. That's very much what you heard some of the other guys that we interviewed said the exact same thing, or where they saw it going. That's where I hope to see it go, and have APIs around this, and we can use those APIs in our own custom solutions, and these different services can stand more on their own. So those are my thoughts. It's just the thoughts of this one person, as long as you heard the thoughts of what a bunch of other people have said here as well. So interesting to hear your thoughts. I'd love to have, if you agree, if you disagree, if you have another take. I know that Microsoft, is probably going to be interested in a lot of what people are thinking and where they are and what their perceptions are. And so I would encourage you to come to the link for the show and leave a comment on the blog post that's associated with this show. We'll make sure that's linked up in the show notes as well. And so with that, call that a wrap for episode 35, and we will see you again next week.
If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text, or record it as a WAV or an MP3 file, and provide a link so that we can play your question on the show. You can subscribe to us in iTunes by searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show, or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com. where you'll also find a full transcript and show notes of each episode. You can find us on Facebook searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show, or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.